we were explaining about this experience. The whole discussion for 3 days is about the experience in Purvarag. How before one actually meets Krishna, one has to develop an intense mood of separation. And we cultivate our attachment to Krishna by hearing about Him from the eternal associates of the Lord. We hear this term, that gopi anagatya, we should follow in the footsteps of the gopis. So what does that mean? So that means that we have to become familiar with how they think or how they see or how they view things. So their thoughts and their ideas are being given by Shukadeva Goswami in the 10th canto of Bhagavatam. So we mentioned about the 6 Gitas in the 10th canto of Bhagavatam, and they're full of, well, at least 5 of them are full of the gopis' mood and how they feel and how they see Krishna through bhav drishti, through the eyes of love, how they view Krishna's beauty and how they appreciate it. So we try to appreciate, we develop our appreciation for Krishna's divine transcendental beauty by reading their descriptions, word for word, and the commentaries. Especially the commentaries are very helpful to deeply understand their viewpoint and to try to enter into their feelings, which of course is only by their mercy. It's by sincere practice of bhajan and by prayer and by meditation. And Krishna reciprocates with our endeavor. Yayatamam prapadyante. So this is an active principle throughout the practice of bhakti bhajan. This reciprocal principle. The principle of reciprocation. That the Lord being a person, He's alive. He breathes, He sees, He feels, He touches, He speaks. And He reciprocates with His devotees. He gives and He takes. He really exists. So from the very beginning of devotional practices, there is a reciprocation being enacted between the surrendered devotee and the Lord. The more we surrender, the more we perceive and experience the reciprocation with the divine love of the Lord, expressed as drops, expressed as waves, expressed as torrential downpour, inundation, submerging, oceans. It's all available at different levels. So we are studying like this. So we read this verse 16, and then we're discussing about what happens at bhava. We've already discussed nityasiddha bhavasya, that the nityasiddhas, the great devotees of the Lord, they bestow their mercy upon us, which comes as a shakti. It comes as a wave of mercy, which is a shakti. This is the sarup shakti that comes, bhakti shakti, ladini and samvit. It brings awareness. As we advance to the level of bhava, when the bhav bhakti touches our heart, then we become aware. It says, the acharyas are saying, first one becomes aware of the name. What is his name? Of course, at time of initiation, we get some kind of introduction to a spiritual name. Their name is such and such. And this often, and some devotees, let's say some gurus, they give siddha pranali directly, and they give some name. They give a sadhaka name, and then they give a name, a mandri name, for one to meditate on. And this oftentimes, there's different viewpoints, but this is considered to be a template or something that one practices. We should identify that, yes, this is me, this is my name. But in fact, at the time of actual bhava, when one attains bhava, his name may be different, or there may be some variations in the actual siddhadeya, the color of the dress, or all these details. But the pranali is a process. Siddha pranali is a process by which one can deepen his meditation and practice his meditation to enter into the lila. If one is so qualified and pure-minded that he can actually hold the pastimes of the Lord in his mind for extended periods of time while simultaneously meditating on his spiritual form and entering into those pastimes and rendering service as per the service given by the spiritual master. It's not a very easy path, although it may be presented as such in the modern world as we see today, but it's quite an elevated path. So this some note we have here is when Siddhadeya appears in the advanced stage of bhava, which is when the actual Siddhadeya, the real Siddhadeya appears in a very clear way, it is given, is actually seen. Just like we can't force, can we force to see Krishna? Yes, I want to see Krishna, 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 Krishna. And then, no, okay, let me try again. Let's close my eyes harder. I close my eyes more and chant Krishna's name louder, then Krishna will come. Force darshan, I can force Krishna to come. Krishna will come in his own sweet will. So Krishna's coming, and he will come and give the bhav. He will give the eyes of bhav. So we'll see his bhav rup. We'll see Krishna in sakshat. So Krishna's form is spiritual, and the Siddhadeya is a spiritual body. So to see such a spiritual body, to perceive such a spiritual body, one must be contacted by the samvit shakti, the power of knowledge, the power to know, the spiritual power to know spirit, the spiritual power to perceive spirit, the spiritual power to see spirit. So to see the Supreme Spirit, Krishna, one meets Swarup Shakti, the contact of Swarup Shakti. Then it's real, then it's eternal, then it's never leaves one. Then it's not a fleeting experience. Oh yes, I'm so-and-so, and oh yes, yes, I see it. And then, okay, oh, let's go to MVT and have some pizza. It's not a momentary thing that one practices. This is an attempt, and it's a good attempt, no doubt, and it's a sincere effort. But it's only an effort, it's not a realization. And to level of bhava, it's an awarded, it's given. It's actually awarded. It's genuine, it's real, and it's not unending. Because one of the symptoms of bhava bhakti, which is clearly mentioned in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, is kalatvam, that one doesn't pass a moment without remembering Krishna. There are nine symptoms of bhava. And that means that what that means is one doesn't pass a moment without remembering Siddhadeya, remembering pastimes of Krishna. This is real entrance into the Siddhadeya, in the spiritual body where one is immersed in the pastimes. They just come to him. You don't have to run after them. They come to you. So when the Siddhadeya appears in the advanced stage of bhava, we'll first know our name, then our form, then our qualities and associates. As we continue chanting and remembering the Leela of the Lord, we'll realize Krishna's form. This is called spurti. There'll be some vision of Krishna. Spurti vi spurti, then saksha darshan, the level of prema. But the level of bhava, beginning in, or let's say, the higher stages of bhava, one has spurti. Then when this one crosses into prema, there can be vispurti. This is in the beginning of prema. Then saksha darshan is the accomplished devotee. So we continue chanting and remembering. So all the qualities of Sri Krishna and Srimati Radharani and their associates will manifest, and so will our own qualities, which means the 11 aspects of our Siddhadeya. Then Krishna's pastimes will appear in our hearts automatically like a garland, one pastime following another, without any effort on our part. You have a garland that has so many, as a rose, so many roses, and then jasmine flowers, and then kadamba flowers, and many different flowers in the garland. Different colors, different flavors, different shapes, different design. And so the pastimes, they'll just go like this. They just come through the mind on their own. They just flow on their own. This is how it's described. You know, we don't have to furrow our brow and crease our brow in intense meditation and concentration. Oh, now I'm thinking of Madhyan Leela at Radhakund, and it's 2:00, and the gopis are plashing water in Krishna, and they're having jalkeli, and there's so many birds singing in the trees, and the flowers are like this, and the wind is blowing, and they're looking like this, and there's Kila Kinshit Bhav. Gopis are experiencing Kila Kinshit Bhavs, Bhavas, and all these things we can kind of stick in our brain according to how big our brain is and how much we've assimilated and how much we can enter based on our studies of Ujjwala Nilamani and Astakaliya Shastras. We can build a very good mental construct, with a good dose of imagination and a good dose of Shastra input. We can recreate the virtual reality of the Astakali Leela in the confines of our brain. But as I mentioned, it's all a creation. It's not revelation, it's mental creation. There's a difference between mental creation and revelation. Revelation means given, not self-taught. Like they have so many books in America, how to fix a sink, how to build a house, how to build a citadel. 105 pages, how to build a citadel. It's efforts required on our part. Effort, surrender, intention, purity, desire, freedom from offense, and the final most important touch, the mercy of the Lord. This is a very basic principle of Bhagavad Gita. There are five factors to every action. The completion of every action depends on five factors. One is kshetra, kala, the place, the time, the jiva, but then ultimately the kriya, the kshetra, the place, the action, the kriya, the doer, the jiva, and kala, the time, and finally is paramatma, the super soul. So the ultimate sanction or the ultimate performer of any activity is the super soul. So we can try our best, but without the touch of divinity, there will not be any perfection. It'll be an approximation. So there's one text here in Bhajan Rahasyam. We have, somehow or other, in our study of Bhajan Rahasyam over the years, we have kind of put together our own way of studying this book. This is a Bhajan manual. It flows from one verse to another, but in our study, we see it in a particular way, and we're presenting it like that. This is text 6, although we just discussed text 11. We discussed verse 22 through 26 and 11 through 16, and now we're discussing text 6, which is the Citadeha. This is establishing, this says that the jiva, because this gets into more of the practical aspect of bhajan, whereas the majority of the chapter is about the beauty of Krishna, the experience that the jatarati sadhaka, that sadhaka who is at the level of Bhav, how he sees the Lord through his eyes of love and what he experiences when we see the Lord or paintings of the Lord and we say, oh, that's nice painting. And we see peacock fans all the time, but we don't faint. We don't immediately remember Krishna's pastimes. We have a different level of appreciation. We appreciate Krishna. We appreciate Krishna depending on the extent of our love, surrender, and attachment. And the gopis are given, the example of the gopis is given because their love, surrender, and attachment is the greatest. They are the supreme exemplars of love, attachment, and surrender. And we can only pray to them from the sincere core of our heart that they will bestow a drop of their mercy on us so that we can have one drop of their sincerity and attachment and love and surrender for Krishna. So this verse describes that jiva is Krishna's eternal servant. Bhava reveals the citadeha. So bhav, then deha. You can basically, if you want to understand something about the presentation of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati and his subsequent disciples and followers, Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Deva Goswami, Pujipad, Srila Govinda Maharaj, our Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada, and so many other illustrious preachers of this Gaudiya Siddhanta, Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, coming in the line of Bhaktisiddhanta. There's basically two approaches to the same object. One, our approach, let's say our approach, which we represent, ISKCON. But the basic presentation is that the six Goswamis, they emphasize Ado Shara Tata Sarasanga Bhajanakriya Narta Nivriti Tata Nishta Tata Ruchi. Nishta Ruchi Asakti Bhav. They emphasize the six Goswamis of Vrindavan, and our Guru Parampara emphasizes first Bhav, then Deha. And other traditions, they emphasize first Deha, then hopefully Bhav. This is the basic difference, if anyone's wondering what we're all about. We're all about Bhav. first bhav, coming to the level of bhav, and striving for bhav, and then seeing what happens by Krishna's Surup Shakti and the mercy of Guru Parampara, whoever Diksha Guru may come, Shiksha Guru may come, Paramatma may arrange. Vishwanath is telling in Raghavartman and Chandrika, citing 11th canto of Bhagavatam. And the Parishads, the Nityasiddha Bhavasya, the Nityasiddha Parivar, the Nityasiddha associates may arrange. Our ascended gurus may arrange. Our living gurus may arrange. It is all divine arrangement. Because without the bhav, we have nothing. Gopi bhav. Gopi bhav. Says the Sankhya Puravak, was that verse? Gopi bhava rasam ritabdi lahari kalola magna mahur. Gopi bhava rasam ritab, gopi bhava rasa. The six Goswamis, they are absorbed in the gopi bhava rasa. As sadhakas, it doesn't describe the six Goswamis as sadhakas that they were meditating in their siddhadeha, although they were. But it's described, of course, it also describes that, but gopi bhava rasa, gopi bhava rasa, that they were absorbed in the gopi bhava rasa. And of course, the waves of that ras took them into Leela, and as they entered into Leela, Leela Pravesh, in their spurti, then in their siddhadeyas they would render service. Gopi bhava rasamritabdi lahari kalola magna muhur. It says that they were riding the waves of gopi bhava rasa. So this is what's being emphasized. So in this verse, it says that Jiva is the eternal servant of Krishna. These are just some subtitles for this verse. Bhava reveals the siddhadeha. Text 6 of Bhajan Rahasyam. In his spiritual body, siddhadeha, the living entity, is a transcendental servant of the Lord. When attachment to service, dasi rati, rati means attachment, also means bhav. When attachment to service arises, the jiva considers that his material designations are insignificant. Sarvapadi vaniramuktam tatparatvena nirmalam rishikesha rishikenam sevanam bhakti uchate. That when we become absorbed in seva, which is interesting point nowadays, which I noticed, when we first joined, there were very few books up until 1985 or something for the Bengali devotees, 1980 maybe it was, for the devotees, the Bengali devotees joining ISKCON, there were only two books in Bengali. Gita Gan, which is the Bhagavad Gita shlokas put in poetic Bengali, just like the Ramcharitamanas is a Ramayana put in very simple and poetic Hindi. So Prabhupada did that with the Gita. There were two books, Gita Gan, and the second one is Vairagya Vidya. And that's the only books they had. And then gradually the Gita, Bhagavad Gita came out in Bengali and Bhagavatam, etc. So up until 1980, or maybe 83 or something, any devotees, Bengali devotees that joined, they had these two very small books, and that's it. But the emphasis, what they would absorb themselves in when they joined Mayapur, Calcutta, etc., seva, service, service, service. There wasn't so much bhakti gyan available. There was very few books to read. And so they were just engaged in seva, so much Krishna seva, Guru seva. And when we first joined, there was so much emphasis on seva. Anyone would join, when you would come visit, oh, come on, let's do seva. Come on, help us, go in the kitchen, do seva. As soon as we came in the temple, oh, Prabhu, can you help me do some service? And what we saw, maybe it was the magical touch of Srila Prabhupada, but when we would chant the Hare Krishna mantra, maybe this was the blessing of Prabhupada, when we chant the mantra, something would come inside of us where we would feel like, we'd actually genuinely feel like, I want to do some service. I want to serve. I want to do some practical service besides just read 150 books an hour and ask 15,000 questions a minute and just go to every VIG, MIG, THG, SYZ, everything, get every degree possible. Get every possible degree and read every possible book. Never lift a finger or do any service at all, except stretch my brain in different directions. So when we join and when we chant, I say, wow. And we go to the temple and say, and we were living outside in the beginning. We say, I came to the temple. I can spend all day here today. Can you engage me? Can I do some devotional service? Can I engage in some service? Really? All right, come on with me, buddy. We're going to chop the vegetables for the Sunday feast. We're going to wash the we're going to clean the sankirtan vehicles and load them up for Monday. And so then you engage in service and you feel blissful. So this whole idea of seva, the whole spiritual world is built on seva. Believe it or not, the Braja Gopis, they don't own one book. They don't have a Bhagavad Gita, and they don't have any books in their houses. They never read. In fact, they don't know how to read. The only thing they know is seva, seva, seva. Churning butter for Krishna, singing for Krishna, dancing for Krishna, remembering Krishna. That's all they know, 24 hours a day. They don't wear neck beads. They don't wear tilak. They just serve Krishna day and night with pure love and devotion. We have all the externals, we have all the knowledge, and we do no service. We have the best-looking tilak in town. We have the biggest neck beads in the whole country. We have the biggest japa beads in the whole continent. And the best pressed silk dhoti and a perfect sari and choli to match. But we don't do any service. So the whole basis of the siddhadeya is seva bhav. Seva bhav, then bhav, then deha. So this is a guru. The guru is supposed to engage in disciples in service, but they should be a little bit willing also. It's hard to engage it. Someone is not willing to serve or eager to serve. When attachment to service, Krishna's service arises, then the jiva will consider all his upadhi, sarvapadhi vinir muktam. He'll become vishesh mukti. He'll become especially liberated from all his designations. He'll just think, I'm Krishna's servant. I'm not woman, man, student, married, husband, this, that, worker, dentist, this. I'm Krishna's servant. That's my value. That's my significance. That's my wealth. That's my meaning in life is to serve Krishna. All this other stuff is irrelevant. It's just my prarabdha. My prarabdha karma is under processing. But actually my aim and objective is somehow get some service and do some service for Krishna's pleasure and Guru's pleasure. And when we actually get attached to service, then that it happens like Rishikesha, Rishikena, Sevana. When we get engaged in Rishikesha service, then all these upadis, they say, oh, what is this? Why am I so attached to all these stupid things? I should be just do service. The following statement is Lord Chaitanya found in Padyavali. Naham vipro nacha narapatir napi vaishyo na shudro. Naham varni nacha griha patir no vanishto yatirva. Kintu pradyanikala paramananda parana britabdir gopi bartu padakamalir das dasanadasa. Most everyone knows this last line, dasanadasanadasa. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, meditating on this verse with his own bhav drishti, in his own antar darshan, in his own meditation, he saw coming out of the shikshastikam, arising from this sixth verse. Nayanam galadashudariya varanam gadgara vridhyagira. Arising from this sixth verse of Shikshastakam, he saw all these verses of Shastiyam Sadhana. They all came out. And he said, oh, Lord Chaitanya is revealing that this verse that Lord Chaitanya spoke at Rath Yatra, every year when Lord Chaitanya would come before the Jagannath's cart and he would look at Brijendra Nanda and Shamsundar Krishna, and he would stand there when tears would pour down his golden face, and he would fold his hands, and first he would pay his obeisances. And he would say to the Lord with pure love, Namo Brahmanya Devaya, Go Brahmana Hitaya Cha, Jagat Hitaya Krishnaya, Govindaya Namo Namaha, Govinda, Govinda, Govinda. And then he would collect himself and collect himself from his divine rapture. Then the next prayer he would utter, Naham vipro nacha narapatinapiva. Then he would say, Gopi Bhartu Padakamalaya Das, I am your Gopi Jagannath. I am a servant of the servant of the servant. These prayers he would utter, there's told in Lord in Chaitanya Charitamrita, and a verse from the 90th chapter of the Bhagavatam, Janati Nivas, there's this long verse. So this is one of the prayers that he would recite in the highest experience of Gopi Bhav. In the Rath Yatra, Brijendra Nandan, Rasaraj, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's in Mahabhav and bringing Krishna to Vrindavan. Please come to Vrindavan. Let's go to Vrindavan. I'm pulling you. I'm carrying you. My love is pulling you. Praying Karshan. And then he's reciting this prayer, Das, Das, and Odas. So this is the very foundation of Mahabhav. This is where Mahabhav begins. This is where Gopi Bhav begins. Das, Das, and Odasa. So Bhaktivinoda saw that this verse was coming out of the Shikshastakam verse, which is all about bhava. This verse, Nayanam Galaradashadarya Varanam Gadgara Vriyagira. This is bhava bhakti, most exalted state preliminary to prem. Bhava, then prem. So this verse is all about bhava, the crying, the choking of the voice, the tears welling in the eyes. And out of this verse he said, yes, if we want to come to this stage, if we want to come to this stage where we're experiencing ecstatic perturbations and we're trembling and thrilled by the contact of Krishna, then it must begin here at the base level of Das Das Anodas. That I'm not a Brahmin, I'm not a Kshatriya or a Vaishya or a Shudra, and I'm not a Brahmacharya, not a Grihastha, not a Vanaprastha, not a Sannyasi. These are all upadis, Sarvapadi Vinir Muktam, Tatparatvena Nirmala. Nirmal, I must be transparent, I must be clear, pure, surrendered, submissive, willing, ready, eager, yearning, longing, hankering, to be used as a gopi of Krishna. A das of the das of the das, das anodas, dasi anodasi anodasi, gopi, gopinath. Gopinath is my prananath, mora pranadan, and I am his servitor. So this verse he saw, and he included here, this whole discussion is about Shastiyam Sadhana. This is all about, every verse in this chapter is about developing bhav, the experience of bhav, the goal of bhav, the udipan, the alamban bhav. The alamban bhav of bhava is Krishna. He is the object of bhav, and he is the source of the ecstasy. And then how to get there, these verses I'm reading now, is how do we develop that bhav, to get that siddhadeya? This verse should be memorized. This verse should be realized. This verse should be understood. This is primary. It's one of the first verses we memorize when we're new devotee. It was so much emphasized by all of our guardians and well-wishers. It's in Padyavali. It's also in Madhya Lila, Chaitanya Charitamrita, and the Rathyatra discussion. So I'm not a Brahmin, a Kshatriya, Vaishya, or Shudra, nor am I a Brahmacharya, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, or Sannyasi. My soul nature, my only nature, is that of a servant of the servants of the Vaishnavas, who are the servants of the lotus feet of Radha-Vallabh, the maintainer of the gopis. He is naturally effulgent and the complete ocean of bliss. So tomorrow we'll read something of the commentary of this verse. Viprashatra Vaishya Shudra Kabu Nahyami Grihi Brahmachari Vana Prastha Jati Swami Prabhuta Paramananda Purnamritavas Shri Radha Vallabha Dasa Dasaranu Das Shri Radha Vallabha Dasa Dasaranu Das. This is the Bengali version by Bhaktivinoda Thakur for his kinsmen, his Bengali kinsmen. This is the Bengali version of this Sanskrit prayer of Lord Chaitanya. Shri Radha Vallabha Das Dasaranu Das. Radha Vallabha, the beloved of the gopis, I want to be a servant of the beloved of the gopis. Shri Radha Vallabha, Vrindavana Natavara. Hare Krishna. Any question? Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, he's saying, the question is that Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said that our, he didn't say our Siddha Pranali mantra exactly, but he has actually said different things at different times about this subject. But when asked one time, what is our Siddha Pranali? Do we give Siddha Pranali Diksha? And he said, our Siddha Pranali is Trinada Pisa Nichena. In other words, that to be a servant, one must be humble. So the more we develop humility, the more we develop Seva Bhav. The more we develop Seva Bhav, the more we become qualified to develop Gopi Bhav and receive Gopi Bhav. Gopi Bhav is received. You cannot attain Gopi Bhav on our own. You can't work and get it. It must be given. Bhav, Gopi Bhav is given by those who have Gopi Bhav. Nityasiddha Bhavasya. So it is given, it is awarded by the Lord at the appropriate time. So to get to that perfectional stage, that stage of Siddha or perfection, this requires the utmost humility. So this verse, Trinada Pisunichina, is all about humility, submission, surrender, and seva, seva bhav. And it's all about nishta, nishtita bhakti. Nishtita bhakti is seen when one is always chanting the holy name of the Lord. Kirtaniya Sadahari. The holy name doesn't leave his lips for a moment. That's nishta. That's such an easy thing. Ah, yeah, Suradeya, Haribo, Jai Radhe. This is Nishta, then Ruchi, Nadana Najanana Sundaram. So if we can come to this, if we come to this platform, then our Siddhadeya is guaranteed, absolutely guaranteed, if we come to the platform of Trinada Pisunichena.